Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you, God, from God who loves us, and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, and our reigning, and our redeeming Redeemer. Hey, it's day 27, y'all. I greet you all with joy and the love of Jesus the Christ as we thank God for this 27th day of our 40-day journey. I cannot believe we almost made it through 4 weeks. Every now and then, it's important to stop and look back and see what the Lord has been doing and how the Lord is giving you strength. Many of us started this journey not knowing if we could make it 40 days. And although we have had some slips and a few stumbles along the way, here we are, 4 weeks in. I pray that by now you are knowing and feeling the power of God, discerning God's voice and will over areas of your life, and even importantly, even more importantly, knowing the word of God was true, that with Christ we can do all things. That's what I pray will come after these next 13 days that are ahead of us. The realization that when you surrender to God and invoke the power of the Holy Spirit, and learn to discipline your flesh, that all things are possible. Y'all, we are going to walk away from this fast with a new mindset and mentality, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, knowing, trusting, and believing that there's nothing we cannot achieve or accomplish. When we get on our knees in prayer, when we fast, when we connect with other brothers and sisters in Christ, when we start doing the things that God has commanded us to do in our discipleship, that we can live lives of victory over every area of defeat in our life. So I pray today that the more than conqueror spirit is already flooding your heart and your mind. Now listen, I want to share something with you. A few weeks ago, in preparation for a sermon, I did a Bible study on prayers that were answered with a yes. In the Bible, I know it seems kind of specific, right? But in preparing to preach, I wanted to look at all the places in the Bible where people called on the Lord and the Lord responded favorably. Listen, not because I think prayer manipulates God. I don't think prayer always changes what you're going through, but prayer does change your ability to go through it. I'm going to say that again. Prayer doesn't always change what you're going through, but prayer will change your ability to go through it. And as I was reading through those prayers, I wanted to share some of them with you on our next few days of prayer, of this prayer journey here at 7 a.m. in the morning. One that I want to bring to your attention today, it's a very unique prayer. It's one that always gets a yes from the Lord. It's the prayer of Solomon. Solomon has become king after his father David. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, there's a recorded instance of Solomon going to God and God saying to Solomon that I will grant you whatever you want. Can you imagine having access to God and hearing God declare that I'll give you a yes for whatever it is you want? What would you ask for? Some of us may ask for riches or health. Solomon didn't ask for either. Solomon bowed before the Lord and asked the Lord to give him wisdom and knowledge. He asked the Lord to allow him to see things correctly so that he could rule over God's people in a way that honored the Lord. That prayer was riddled with so many things that really inform our prayer life. As we thank you for this 27th day, gracious Lord and Father God, I just want to thank you that we're awake this morning. Thank you, gracious Lord and Father God, for the discipline of calling us to this prayer every time, every to the this prayer every time, every morning at 7 o'clock. Gracious, loving Father God, I want to thank you for all those who join in with us today. all of those who are partnering with us in Reset. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, for our tech team who continues to get up every morning to make certain that this prayer line is executed with excellence. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, that we're able to come together and start our mornings off in prayer. Our days have been different, Lord, as we intentionally and deliberately connect with you in our time of prayer. Even if we rolled over and went back to sleep, even if we just got up at 6:55, gracious loving Father God, our time in prayer makes a difference to us. And for that, I give you thanks. That prayer still works. That prayer changes things, my brothers and my sisters. I hope that one lesson you learn coming out of Reset is that when you lay something at the altar, when you consecrate yourself and put it in God's hands, when you take seriously that time of praying with the Lord, there's never a wasted prayer. I'm going to say that again. There is never a wasted prayer. That even if God answers, that even if God's answer was wait, even if God's answer was, I have something better planned for you, that every time you pray, you connect yourself with a God who's going to change things in you and change things around you. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we thank you for the power of prayer. Lord, today I come before you on the name and come before you the same way Solomon did, asking you for something very specific to do in our lives. You remember when your son stood before you and said, Lord, grant me knowledge and wisdom that I may govern over the people today. Today, O God, like Solomon, we begin by humbling ourselves and acknowledging that there are some things we don't get right. We come to you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, confessing that we don't always see things 100% clearly, that there are different parts and pieces of life that escape our understanding. Look, then when we look at people, we don't always understand fully everything that happened to them. That's why judging them is so against your will, because we don't know the journey of what led them to where they are. Lord, create in us a humility to acknowledge that we are not always right, that our feelings are not always right. Our perspectives are very limited. Gracious loving Father God, that our circle of influence is not always with the right people. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray today for humility to descend upon us as we accept and acknowledge that we need your wisdom to speak to our hearts because we don't always get it right. I pray today, Lord, that one of the things that you break us of in this fast is an addiction to being right. How often are relationships, Lord, damaged by people who have to be right at all costs? Solomon bowed before you, Lord, and on this and in his prayer was an implicit acknowledgement that I can't do this by myself. Lord, that as strong as we are, as healthy as we may be at times, with all that's happened behind us, that's given us courage to face life, Lord, we still acknowledge that we cannot do everything by ourselves, and we need to connect with you. And we, Lord, believe that you are omniscient, that you see all things and know all things. And Lord, therefore, we connect with you and ask you to broaden our insight, to broaden our wisdom, to broaden our knowledge. Not that we will ever be perfect, but oh, gracious, loving Father God, but that we might be better, that we might be able to see things from a bigger perspective. Lord, that we might be able to hear you whisper in our ears through the word of God to broaden our base of knowledge and understanding. God, that we may make better decisions. Lord, that we may choose the path of life that honors you, that we may walk in your will, Lord, that we might trust that you are guiding our steps. Solomon asked for wisdom because he wanted to do the right thing by others. God, that is my prayer as well. Not only for the humility of knowing that we are not always right, not at all, and not all, not just for tapping into a Lord, your wisdom and your knowledge that we might see things correctly and make better decisions, but ultimately that we may treat people better. Lord, that we may love them with the love of the Lord. that we might know what you're calling us to do in relationship and interaction with them. Lord, today grant us wisdom. Look that we may rise above feelings, and then we might walk in eternal truth, that we will rise above our inherent biases and prejudices, and look that we might see things from a divine perspective, that we will rise above our hurt and frustration. Lord, that you would lift our eyesight above all those things, that we might see people and that we might do the right things by them to bring you glory and honor. Gracious Lord and Father God, grant us wisdom today for that sister who's got to make a difficult decision about her surgery. Grant her wisdom. And for that brother that's worried about his job and what's the next steps going to be, grant him wisdom. For that parent who's trying to understand what they need to do to continue to love their child and support their child's growth in you, Lord, grant them wisdom. For that couple, oh Lord, that's trying to determine what the next step is and whether you call them to the altar or not, Lord, grant them wisdom. And Lord, may we have the courage to hear you and accept whatever your will is, whatever it is. You show us, God, that we might say yes. That it's one thing for God to speak, it's another thing for you to obey. God, grant us enough courage to obey. So today we're praying for humility. Today we're praying for wisdom. Today, oh gracious, loving Father God, we're praying for the treating people the right way. And today we're praying for courage, Lord, to obey what you speak to our hearts and minds. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, on our 27th day, this is our prayer as we open our hearts and our lives to you, asking you to continue to work on us and in us and with us and through us. Break of us any arrogance of our intelligence, Lord, that we may bow before you with humility, searching for your wisdom. Look, this is what we pray on this Monday morning. And I thank you all for our seekers, our resetters on the line this morning. I thank you, God, for those seeking you who will log back in later throughout the day. And Lord, I pray that you grant us the ability to be and worship together as we continue to move forward on into day 28. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Now grant us your wisdom is our prayer. And we ask this in the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ. And the redeemed of God who are seeking God said, Amen, amen, and amen. Family and friends, thank you all for joining me this morning, this Monday morning. I pray God's victory and wisdom into your life on this 27th day of reset. Tomorrow we cross into week four. We are finishing, excuse me, week four. For next week on tomorrow and moving into week five. We are almost there, family. 13 more days, and we're going to be eating five guys in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare it. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hey, this is Pastor Hawley. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose. And by the grace of God, we'll be right back here tomorrow. Listen, pray for me. Again, love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Everyone, reset and seek God today, and may God show Himself strong. I'll be here tomorrow with you by the grace of God.